Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you feeling like you're lacking patience or you're wanting something? Well, today I'm going to be talking about delayed versus instant gratification and how you can move through this. And if you stay until the end, I'll have an extra point for you then as well. Now, just before I dive in today, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is click in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter where you'll also get a free weekly confidence tip. I found that in my life, I've sometimes been caught on both ends, the delayed and instant gratification. What do I mean by this? Well, instant gratification is when you get a feel-good hit, like now, you feel good. And you take something in the short term or do something in the short term that makes you feel good. Right, now we're not going to go into good or bad, but yeah, that's typically what it is. Delayed gratification is when you get a feel good from like results that have been building up from taking action in a longer period of time, right? However, we live in a world where we're conditioned for this instant gratification. We're going to get things quick, like likes on Facebook, likes on Instagram, or we can order food very, very quickly, right? So I found certainly I've been on both ends, like delayed gratification. An example of that would be a podcast. I've put a lot of work in, I had fun in the process, and I made it work for me. Instant gratification, though, I remember a typical pattern for me was going out and partying, right, through most of my 20s. And it's always a bad thing, but it'd be like rather than sometimes, you know, doing a bit more inner work, reflecting on myself and really wanting to build a better body, I would probably go out and drink and eat a little bit more than I intended to, right? But yeah, I've also had things like written 7 books and there was a delayed gratification. So like I say, we're often conditioned. I'm going to go into some points where you can really get into a more patient, more kind of like delayed gratification process. Before I go into that, I just want to ask you, how have you been stuck in a instant gratification and that shit's not bringing you the results and confidence that you want? Well, me too, and I've certainly been there. So here, I'm going to keep it very simple. The first thing you want to do is know what you want, not what you don't want. What do you want? What is it you want? And you've got to have a target and you're able to hit it, right? You've got to be really clear on where you want to go. If you want to get in a certain body shape, like how much you want to weigh, what's your body fat, how do you want to look, what energy you want to feel, you're like, well, you can't measure that. Well, I believe you can measure your energy. Just give yourself a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no energy, no or very minimal energy, and 10 being max, right? Anyway, you've got to know where you want to go in order for moving forward. The second thing to create delayed gratification is create fun habits daily. So whilst you might try, I have to use some examples in this, whilst you might try, you might sabotage yourself by eating like a burger that you shouldn't have. I'm not saying you shouldn't eat burgers, but it's like a greasy one that's going to put on weight, as opposed to eating healthy that day and then going to the gym and doing X amount of exercise. Well, that kind of pulls it back. So instead, make it a game, make it fun to eat the salad, make it fun to do the exercise, right? So it's about, so to overcome the instant gratification, create some instant gratification that's going to work for you, right? That's going to reward, right? Then the third one is, as you're going, celebrate yourself, because when you're patting yourself on the back and you're celebrating, you're more likely to do more of it and really talk to yourself positively, because that's again going to encourage you. It's a bit like if you were to encourage someone else, they'll probably feel very good with praise. Okay, bonus point to finish, but just before I get onto that, I want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, and you can do that by clicking in the show notes below. Okay, my bonus point that I wanted to share with you, reward yourself every single week. So maybe you've got and don't put too many daily targets, so you get overwhelmed and it will create inaction or stop you, right? give yourself a reward. Maybe give you treat yourself to a massage. Maybe you take yourself out to dinner. Maybe you take yourself to like your favorite country walk or whatever. Reward yourself each week for doing some good behaviors, because that will encourage you to do more of it. And again, it's going to overcome that instant gratification of negative habits and therefore replace it with some positive things that will make you want to do more of something as well. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You'll improve other people's lives by being the best sheep. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.